you were an athlete in high school. You played football in high school.
Yeah.
Tell me what position you played and your memories of that. And that was here in Muskogee.
Yeah, it was in 39, 40, and 41. We won the state championship.
What was the name of your school?
Manual Training High School. Manual Training High School Bulldogs. During that time, Tulsa, Washington, they matched us in football. They either had the best team or we had the best team in the state. With Oklahoma City and Automobile, they won it in 39. We won it in 40 and 41. I wasn't a first team right halfback, but I was a left halfback, but I was a second team. And the reason why I was a second team, they had a boy back in high school. He weighed about 180 or 90 pounds. They called him Truck Horse because he run like high and, you know, it was hard to tackle. But me, I weighed about 125. When he opened up them holes in the line, that defensive man, he got to raise up to see where the ball is. He had to raise up to look where the ball, he's open for a block. But if you run low, stay low, and he raise up, you can get through that hole. And that's where I made my hitting those holes and speed, my speed. That's my reason. That's what got me in high school football. And we won the state championship in 40 and 41.
Were you playing Booker T. Washington?
Yeah, that's who we beat.
You beat him both years, 40 and 41.
40 and 41, Now, I'll tell you another thing in that game in 1940, they had a guy called Dawg. He could really motivate. He got this ball and took it down to the one-yard line. Our coach pulled his two main guards out of there and put a boy called Fat Harris. He weighed about 220. Another boy weighed about 240 and put him in that line. It was first and goal, inches. Fourth down, it was fourth and goal. They didn't move a yard. It was not a yard. They didn't move a yard. The guys laying in that hole and blocking that hole. And then they get us ball and we kicked out on the first down. And that same guy brought that ball right back down there. He did the same thing. I was on the sideline, and there's a guy named Ben Phillips, a bootlegger. And he bet $500. This is true. He bet $500 they don't score. And you thought it was a race route. The reason why everybody from Tulsa came to get some of that bet. The first time, they bet five again, and they didn't score again. And you know what we did? We got in the same formation, and for our fullback, a guy threw a pass to him. He caught it on the 50-yard line. The next play, the same guy I'm thinking about, Dumas. You heard of Dumas?
Mm-hmm.
He switched and got on the end because he was a fast, big guy. And the other guy threw a 50-yard touchdown. We beat him on two plays.
Speaking of football, that's how you got your baseball nickname.
Yeah, for Gut.
Gut.
What was the nickname?
Gut.
You see, when I would go through that line, I didn't tell nobody but the coach. Like I told you, them guys had to raise up to see where the ball was, them defensive guys. When they raised up, them guys could block them. But I stayed low and scooted right by him. In 1941, we scored on Tulsa the first two plays. We beat them 14-13. And this same guy, Dumas, a guy caught a pass, but he's out of bounds. Dumas wouldn't tackle, he was out of bounds. He come back in and run a touchdown because the referee didn't catch it or nothing like that. And this guy, Hicks, for Tulsa, run the extra point to tie the game. I was the first one back there. He just zigzagged me and got by me. And he went a step across and Dumas hit him.
What was Dumas' first name?
Lafayette.
Lafayette Dumas.
Lafayette Socrates de Hammerhead. We used to call Lafayette Socrates de Hammerhead. But I tell you what, he really didn't have no reason playing football. At the age, see, back then, he didn't have no age limit.
Mm-hmm.
And he was old and real experienced and everything. He was college material then. But anyway, Dumas hit him. He went straight up and come straight down. And he threw the body block on him. Dumas got hurt in that game. He didn't have no doctor. He died from that injury.
Mm.
And just like I told you, he just like Satchel. He was so hard as Satchel, maybe harder.
Satchel Paige.
He went with Memphis Red Sox. That's who he played with, Memphis Red Sox.